I'll be stepping on your motherfucking head.
Right, all right.
As a monkey lived in the jungle in an old oak tree. Bulls shit in the line every day in the week. But every day before the sun go down, the lion would kick his ass all through the jungle town. But the monkey got wise and started using his wit. Said, I'm gonna put a stop to this old ass-kicking shit.
Right on.
So he ran up on the lion the very next day. Said, oh, Mr. Lion, there's a big bad motherfucker coming your way. And when you meet, it's gonna be a goddamn sin. And wherever you meet, some ass is bound to be. Said, he's somebody that you don't know, cause he just broke a loose from Ringling Brothers' show. Said, baby, he talked about your people in a hell of a way. He talked about your people till my hair turned gray. He said, your daddy's a freak and your mama's a whore. Said, he spotted you running through the jungle selling asshole from door to door. Said, your sister did the damnedest trick. She got down so low and sucked the earthworm's dick. He said he spotted your niece behind the tree screwing a motherfucking flea. He said he saw your aunt sitting on the fence giving a goddamn zebra a break. Then he talked about your mommy and your sister Lou. Then he stopped talking about how good your grandma screwed. Said your sister's a prostitute and your brother's a punk. And said, I'll be damned if you don't eat all the pussy you see every time you get drunk. He said he cornholed your uncle and fucked your auntie and your niece. And next time he see your grandma, he gonna get him another good piece. He said your brother died with the whooping cough and your uncle died with the measles. And said your old grandpa died with a rag chunked up in his ass, said he is going on home to Jesus. And you know your little sister that you love so dear, said I fucked all day for a bottle of beer. So Mr. Lion, you know that ain't right. So whenever you meet the elephant, be ready to fight. So the lion jumped up in a hell of a rage, like a young cocksucker full of gauge. He let out a roar. Tail shot back like a 44. He went through the jungle, knocking down trees, kicking giraffes to the knee. Then he ran up on the elephant, talking to the swine. Said, all right, your big bad motherfucker is gonna be your ass or mine. The elephant looked at him out the corner of his eyes. Said, all right, go ahead on, little funny bunny motherfucker, and pick on somebody your own size. The lion jumped up and made a fancy pass. The elephant sidestepped him and kicked him dead in his ass. He busted up his jaw, fucked up his face, broke all four legs, snatched his ass out of place. He picked him up, slammed him to the tree. Nothing but lion shit as far as you could see. He pulled out his nuts, rolled them in the sand, and kicked his ass like a natural man. They fought all that night and all the next day. Somehow the lion managed to get away. But he drug his ass back to the jungle more dead than alive. Just to run into that little monkey with some more of his signifying child. The monkey looked at him and said, God damn, old partner. Said, you don't look so swell. Said, look like to me you caught a whole lot of hell. Said, your eyes is all red and your asshole is blue. That I knew in the beginning it wasn't shit for you. There's one thing you and me gotta get straight, cause you one ugly cocksucker I sure do hate. Now when you left the jungle run, now you bring your dog ass back here damn near hung. Look, motherfucker, ain't you a bitch? Your face look like you got the 7-year itch. I told my wife before you left, I should have kicked your ass my motherfucking self. Well, I seen him when he threw you into that tree, cause some of that old lion shit got on me. Well, every night when me and my wife is trying to get a little bit, here you come round here with some of that old owl shit. Shut up! Don't you roar, cause I'll bail out of this tree and whoop your dog ass some more. And don't look up here with your sucker paw case, cause I'll piss through the fork of this tree in your motherfucking face. The monkey got happy, started to jump up and down. His feet missed the limb and his ass hit the ground. Like a streak of lightning and a ball of white heat, That lion was on his ass with all 4 feet. Dust rose and tears came in the little monkey's eyes. The little monkey said, "Look, Mr. Lion, I apologize. Says, if you let me get my nuts out the sand, well, I'll fight your ass like a natural man.
Right on. Right
Look,
on.
Motherfucker, ain't you a bitch? You ain't raising no hell because everybody saw you jump on me after I slipped and fell. Said, if you'd fight like me and should, I'd whoop your ass all over these woods." This made the lion mad. It was the boldest challenge he ever had. He squared off for the fight, but that little monkey jumped damn near out of sight. Landed way up in a banana tree and began to grin. Then "Look here, you big bad motherfucker, you been bullshitted again." Said, "Well, I'll take me one of these bananas and whoop on your ass till it sang the Star Spangled Banner." And said, "If you ever mess with me again, I'm gonna send you back to my elephant friend." Said, "The things I told you will never part, but what I'm gonna tell you now is gonna break your motherfucking heart." Said, "Your mommy ain't no good and your sister's been a whore. Said, I had that bitch on the corner for a year or more." But the lion looked up with a hell of a frown, roared so loud that little monkey fell back to the ground. The little monkey looked up and said, "Please, Mr. Lion, please don't take my life, cause I got 13 kids and a very sickly wife. Said, all my money to you I'll give, Mr. Lion. Please just let me live." But the lion kicked him in his ass and broke his neck, left that little monkey in a hell of a wreck. The monkey looked up to the sky with tears in his eyes. Nothing he could see or nothing he could hear. He knew that that was the end of his bullshitting and signifying career. Signifying career. Signifying career. Signifying career. Signifying career. Signifying career. Signifying career.
The late, great Rudy Ray Moore, ladies and gentlemen.
What is Satanism? Satanism is the world's first carnal religion. Carnal religion. Carnal, carnal, carnal religion. Satanism is thrown at Christianity altogether. Thrown at Christianity altogether. And we see them as being irrelevant, irrelevant, irrelevant. And we see them as being irrelevant to mankind.
Satanism has grown to a point now where it's an established religion more and more. People are going through their lives as Satanists. People are going through their lives as Satanists. The population as a whole are beginning to understand that it's not some
kids out of the public school system. What was their initial reaction?
The minute it was done, the relationships within the family got so much stronger that we wondered why we hadn't done it in the first place. The child in question would have said, "Now my focus is on learning and my family, not what I'm going to wear, not who I'm going to impress." And we were, in fact, people commented on it all the time that we were the most closely knit family anyone had ever seen.
What, in your opinion, would be the best way to go about recognizing pseudo-Satanism?
They should write down the following words: the Satanic Bible. When we have people who are so distorting what Satanism is about that they move it into a deification, they move it into a form of Judeo-Islamic Christianity where you are worshiping some kind of an external deity, which has all power and all of this, this can really work against any person who wants to develop strength within.
Why dabble in the dark side when you can dive right in?
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan! Hail Satan!
It's Satanism Today. Here's David Harris.
Evening all. Satanism Today. Back with you here on another Tuesday night, the 21st of October, 2008. I am David Harris. Give us a call. 631-458-0592 is the phone number. And of course, if you've got Skype on the old computer, you can Skype us. The Skype ID is Satanism Today Radio. And if you're out there listening in podcast land, you can always email the show, ReverendHarris@SatanismToday.net. And if you're out there listening live and you're not in the chat room, come and hang out with us. We don't bite hard. So, how's everyone doing out there this week? Hope everyone out there is having a fantastic week as Halloween approaches. I'm gonna be celebrating Halloween this year with the lovely Miss Heather Height as we attend the Ottawa George Halloween Extravaganza down in Parsippany, New Jersey. So, is that an open event, hon? Okay, so if you want to come party with us on Halloween, go to the Ottawa and Georgia MySpace, and check out the Halloween event, find out where it's going to be, because I'm not sure where it is exactly in Parsippany. But yeah, come hang out with us. It's going to be a good night. So, other than that, if you have your own plans for Halloween, I certainly hope you have a wicked and indulgent Halloween. So, let's start the show with our good pal, Mr. Professor Richard Dawkins, and his latest hijinks. Of course, big fan of Dawkins' rhetoric. Very big fan of Dawkins' rhetoric, although, not going to lie to you, you know what it is? I have a hard time getting through material that I agree with. With a few exceptions, of course, Anton LaVey's material being, you know, several of those exceptions. I found it difficult to, you know, I find it difficult to get through Dawkins' material to just essentially reinforce what I already know, that there's no God, and that this is the only life that there is. But I'm a fan of Dawkins putting that rhetoric out there for those who may need it. And now he's up to something else again here from the Telegraph UK. Campaigners believe messages on the side of a bus will provide a reassuring antidote to religious adverts that threaten eternal damnation to passengers. Of course, I'm referring to Professor Richard Dawkins and his drive to support the first atheist bus advertisements. Right, buses emblazoned with advertisements declaring there's probably no God will soon be traveling through the streets of London after the prominent atheist Professor Richard Dawkins agreed to help pay for them. The routes on which the atheist buses could be placed have not yet been fixed, but they would travel through central London, through the central London borough of Westminster, so they could pass close to Westminster Abbey, a Christian place of worship for more than 1,000 years. Professor Dawkins, Oxford University's professor of the public understanding of science, said, quote, "Religion is accustomed to getting a free ride, automatic tax breaks, unearned respect, and the right to not be offended, the right to brainwash children. Even on the buses, nobody thinks twice when they see a religious slogan plastered across the side." Quote, "This campaign to put alternative slogans on London buses will help make people think. And thinking is anathema to religion." The campaign, which could be plastered across as many as 60 buses for a month if just £11,000 is raised, was triggered by a blog posting. It floundered over the summer because of a shortage of donations, but has been boosted by the financial support of Professor Dawkins, author of The God Delusion, and a vocal critic of the power of religion over public life. The renowned evolutionary biologist has agreed to match all donations up to a maximum of £5,500, the amount needed for adverts on one set of buses. This means campaigners will only need to gain £2,750 from supporters of the project to succeed. Those behind the project are now confident They will raise enough money to pay for two sets of 30 bendy buses to travel through the capital in January, bearing the atheist slogan, "There's probably no God, so stop worrying about it and enjoy your life." That's hysterical. Wouldn't you love to see that on a, on the side of a bus here in America? "There's probably no God, so stop worrying about it and enjoy your life." That's fantastic. That should be emblazoned across the side of every bus, every billboard. That's fantastic. It really is a positive message. It's an absolutely uplifting message. When the adverts were first proposed in June, 877 people pledged that they would give £5 to the cause. The British Humanist Association has also agreed to handle the donations and pay the money to CBS Outdoor, the advertising company which puts adverts on the buses. Annie Stinson, the organization's chief executive, says, quote, "We see so many posters advertising salvation through Jesus or threatening us with eternal damnation that I feel sure that a bus advert like this will be welcomed as a breath of fresh air. If it raises a smile as well as making people think, so much the better." Ariane Shireen, a comedy writer, began the campaign after writing a blog article about Christian adverts on buses. She suggested that atheists should pay for a reassuring counter-advert after discovering that the religious adverts promoted a website which warns non-Christians that they will burn in hell for eternity. She said, "I'm very pleased so many people are behind the atheist bus." They're calling them the atheist bus now. Now, this is fantastic in the sense that I like the idea and the notion that someone's finally willing to buck up and pay to get an alternative message out there, a message alternative to Christianity on such a public forum as the side of a London bus. It's definitely refreshing to see that finally, at long last, in 2008, this kind of thing is going to be possible. With so much going on in the world, pointing towards continued fanaticism and continued embracing of monotheistic spiritual bullshit. You know, the fact that this is even going to come to fruition is fantastic. So kudos. Kudos to Professor Dawkins and kudos to the British Humanist Association for working to make this happen. Definitely something I'm in great support of. We're going to have more when we come back. Stick around. You're listening to Satanism Today.
Now available from Purging Talon is the debut authored book by Church of Satan Magister Matt G. Paradise, Bearing the Devil's Mark. Bearing the Devil's Mark is a bold and no-nonsense treatise on the subject of Satanism. Not from the perverse pen of bitter and jealous Christians, or even their pagan counterparts, but straight from the satanic perspective itself. Sex, love, politics, technology, the God religions, and more. All brought to you by someone with over 25 years of actively living the satanic philosophy. To order, log on to purgingtalon.com. Bearing the Devil's Mark, new from Purging Talon. Do you bear the mark?
Available now from the House of Netherworld, a stirring and brilliant tribute to the founder of the Church of Satan, Dr. Anton Zandor LaVey. The Anton LaVey bust has been sculpted in the neoclassical style of the late 19th century and reflects a refined and artistic sensibility. This will surely become the centerpiece of many an altar in the finest of lairs. Each bust is hand-cast and hand-finished in a faux bronze designer polyresin and will outlast us all. This profound piece of artwork can be yours for $135 plus shipping and will include a special blend granular incense entitled Maestro, courtesy of FemaleAddictions.com. The Anton LaVey bust is also available in a special Iron Age finish, which is available to Church of Satan members only. Production on this product was limited to 200 pieces, so order yours today. www.antonlaveybust.com www.antonlaveybust.com.
You know, dogs are different than cats, and hey, what if Jack Nicholson were...
Hey, what if We Are the World was sung by the cast of Friends? I think it might go something like this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jay Leno. Anyone remember when I was funny? Eat Doritos.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dane Cook.
Are you fed up with comedy that's made for the masses? Sick of stand-up comedian hacks with the same old routines that you've heard a thousand times before? Equally tired of shock jocks who equate loudness with laughter? Hello, my name is Reverend Bill M., creator and host of The Devil's Mischief, a show where every week I present a new hour of comedy and novelty of devilish proportions. So tune in to The Devil's Mischief. Visit devilsmischief.com or radiofreesatan.com to download the latest podcast. The Devil's Mischief. Carnal comedy clips and netherworld novelty numbers simply not made for the masses.
Hate Speech Radio on cringehumorradio.com. Enthusiastically endorsed by members of the Opie and Anthony Show.
And what's the name of your show again?
She's on Hate Radio. Her name is Hate fucking whatever. Hate Speech. Thanks.
What was it again? Hate Speech Radio? Give them a plug for the kick farting.
Cringe Humor, right?
Cringehumor.net. Cringe Humor Radio, what?
Oh, well, that's no title for a radio show, I hope.
And what's the name of your show again?
It's Hate Speech Radio.
Hate Speech Radio. How do we get there?
CringeHumorRadio.com.
All right, very good. Hate Speech Radio, right?
Hate Speech Radio on CringeHumorRadio.com. Enthusiastically endorsed by members of the Opie and Anthony Show.
That's right. Let's see how long it takes XM to sue us for this one.
And what's the name of your show again?
Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on CringeHumorRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Vincent Price.
I love they are so delicate, so light, so close to being nothing, but so emphatically something. They are subtle and tend to be wasted on
beer.
I'm Dave Ingram.
And me, Donovan Spensley.
And you can join us at
DarkSentinel.dk
for a multitude of metal bands.
What fun?
Crap, cream, everything in between.
And more alcohol than you can shake an empty beer crate at.
Nothing makes a more exotic party.
The same diluted metal claptrap as abused by Vincent Price.
Well, almost.
Pork.
You'll be sparkling with larceny at...
www.darksentinel.dk.
Sit back and enjoy the compliment.
Piss off!
Ein, zwei, drei, vier!
With your allowance, join the army, go to college, get a job, die, you're done. Build a bomb in your locker at school. Killing pigs for kicks is cool. Just remember you're not the only one. Just remember you're not the only. These are the messages I glean from my TV. It's more my sugar-coated Rice Krispies whispered to me, yeah. I read it on a bumper sticker stuck in traffic just the other day, yeah. And then I cracked open the good book and decided to blow them away. Oh, hell, I cracked open the good book and decided to blow them away. Well, I'm meaner than mean, thinner than thin, snorting fat lines of Ritalin. I didn't know it was Hitler's birthday, but I got real high. Thank my lucky stars, I was born in Generation X. I think the acting sucks, but it's got great special effects. I think the acting sucks, but it's got great special effects. Between the devil and the star makes the difference who you are. Bless that blue blood's flowing through your veins. Before I lay me down to sleep, watch it drop that free fall sweep. Stealing concrete, coming down like rain.
That's the way it is.
It's coming down like rain.
That's the way it is.
It's coming down like rain.
That's the way it is.
It's coming down.
Way it is.
It's cynical.
I'm a little more than that.
Sophisticated.
Vanity is definitely my favorite sin.
And satanic.
Let me give you a little inside information about God.
It's Satanism Today, and here's your host, David Harris.
631-458-0592 is the phone number if you're out there listening live. Satanism Today. I am David Harris. Skype us if you've got Skype on the computer. Skype ID is Satanism Today Radio. And, of course, if you're out there listening live, join us in the Satanism Today chat room. Just go to the website, satanismtoday.net. And if you're out there listening in podcast land, you can email us throughout the week. The email address is reverendharris@satanismtoday.net. So, with the continuing battle for the White House. Is it really a battle anymore? Does stupid Obama have this thing sewn up already? Bothers me immensely. Not that McCain is much better, but this was interesting. This comes from NPR. Apparently, a charity has flooded several swing states with inflammatory anti-Islam DVDs. This is from NPR. Just gonna. Okay, I'm just going to wait for this to
support
load up
for NPR comes from Westin Hotels and Resorts.
It certainly
Whatever
does.
Escape you can imagine, there's a Westin experience package designed for you.
That's right.
Details at Westin.com.
Just after the anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks, a small charity group flooded campaign battleground states with an inflammatory DVD about radical Islam. Who is behind it and why it was distributed is the subject of this report by NPR's Peter Overby.
You know those advertising circulars that come with the Sunday newspaper? Earlier this month, subscribers to 70 newspapers in 14 states got a little something extra. A DVD which argues the same hard militaristic line on terrorism that John McCain takes in his presidential campaign. It's called Obsession, Radical Islam's War Against the West. Here's a clip.
If you recognize the danger and you don't do anything about it, you are risking your demise.
We cannot claim ignorance anymore.
The DVD was made in 2006, before this presidential contest even began, and it doesn't allude to electoral politics, but...
Now, why couldn't I get sent one of these things? Raven Allen in the chat room says that she got one. Lucky girl. Because, I mean, it's about time that something told the truth about Islam. And it certainly seems that this DVD is doing it.
With dire warnings about Islamic terrorists, it hit doorsteps 7 weeks before Election Day. And critics say it fuels the false whisper campaign that Barack Obama is secretly a Muslim. Madeline Muir of Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, got the DVD in her Philadelphia Inquirer. She calls it propaganda.
Whenever it was made, it's really to influence people in the election and scare people.
Obsession was produced by the Clarion Fund. It's a 501c3 charity, so it can't get involved in campaign politics. But its spokesman has said the newspaper distribution had one purpose, to make terrorism a presidential campaign issue where it counts, in the battleground states. He said Clarion did this with a $500,000 grant from a secret donor. And others have been promoting Obsession in other ways.
So here's the deal. We'll give you, to the first 30 of your listeners' views, we'll give them a free copy of the DVD to take home with them.
That's Joe Wiersbicki, a political consultant, on a talk show in Detroit earlier this month. He was promoting a free screening of Obsession, timed to take place on 9/11 and held in Dearborn, a city with a large Arab population. Who paid for the screening and who hired Wiersbicki to handle it? Wiersbicki wouldn't tell local reporters. He didn't respond to our interview requests, and neither did the Clarion Fund. It's illegal for a 501c3 to advocate expressly for or against a candidate. None of Clarion's three directors have any record of contributing to the candidates. But for Clarion, some political connections do emerge. Wiersbicki, the movie promoter, also works for two political organizations. He's an organizer for Move America Forward. Its political action committee just produced an ad accusing Obama of playing politics with soldiers' lives. And he's the PAC coordinator for the Our Country Deserves Better PAC. It says on its website that it has one objective, to defeat Obama. A multi-faith coalition called Hate Hurts America has launched a website to counter allegations made in the DVD. And an Arab rights group, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, has asked the Federal Election Commission to investigate Clarion for possible violations of campaign finance law. Ibrahim Hooper is the council's spokesman. Here's what he wants to know about the DVD.
Where is that money coming from? And what is the agenda of those behind this campaign? And who is behind this campaign, ultimately?
Those kinds of questions are often asked at the height of campaign season. But even if the Election Commission decides to investigate the Clarion Fund, the answers would likely be months away. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Will Evans of the Center for Investigative Reporting helped with this story. You can read more about the Clarion Fund and its DVD at the Secret Money Project blog at NPR.org.
Now, what makes this interesting is that no one seems to know who funded this DVD, which, you know, I don't really think it matters all that much. Because it's, well, I should actually rephrase that. It does matter, in a sense, because it's playing to rubes. Now, don't get me wrong. These rubes are probably going to do what I would want them to do, personally, and that's vote against Obama, but that's besides the point. I think anyone with an IQ over 100 has figured out that that Barack Obama is not a Muslim. He may have members of his family that are Muslim. He may have some Muslim sympathies, but he himself is not Islamic. If this DVD is pushing Obama as a member of the Islamic community, it's only going to appeal to the uneducated, which is a shame because it just goes to continue to perpetuate the notion that the American voter is an uneducated ass. And that frightens me on a level that none of you can possibly imagine. That my vote, which will not be cast this year, because I'm fucking disgusted with that, the whole thing. I'm just absolutely appalled. If I were to vote, Joe Douchebag, not Joe the Plumber, mind you, but Joe Douchebag, his vote would count just as much as mine. If not, more, depending on where he lives. For example, I live in New York. New York, I can't remember the last time New York went Republican in a national election. Certainly not in my lifetime. So a vote for anyone other than the Democratic candidate in New York is a wasted vote. Now, Joe Douchebag in Arkansas. Now, Arkansas has sometimes been a swing state. Let's pick a better swing state. Ohio. Joe Douchebag is from Ohio. No one knows which way Ohio is going to go this year. So, if Joe Douchebag casts his vote for Obama, because Obama's black. Let's say Joe Douchebag's a black man. Votes for Obama just because he's black. That decision and that rationale will carry more weight than my vote against Obama in New York, because New York is not a swing state. Ohio is. Joe Douchebag's vote could sway the entire election based upon the Electoral College. And vice versa. Let's say Joe Douchebag votes for McCain because Joe Douchebag doesn't like Muslims. And he lives in Ohio. He could swing the entire election in favor of McCain, again, on the basis of a completely irrational and unintelligent argument. I keep saying in the chat room that they keep hearing Joel Douchebag. That makes me happy for some reason. But given the American populace as a whole and their complete and utter lack of education on what either of these guys stands for, it's disgusting. We are moving closer and closer to Mike Judge's view of the world. And of course, I'm referring to the movie Idiocracy. If any of you out there have not seen this movie, see this movie. It's meant to be a comedy, but in fact, it's a horror movie for anyone with an IQ above 125. This movie will frighten you, and you'll start to see these people everywhere, if you don't already. So that's exactly what this kind of propaganda is, this DVD. It's probably going to sway people in swing states to vote not for Obama, which would suit me just fine. Because if you ask me which of them is the lesser of two evils, you put a gun to my head and told me to pick one, I'd pick McCain. But I wouldn't like it. So I won't be picking this year. But this kind of ridiculous propaganda feeds into the worst possible aspects of the American culture. It feeds into the notion that there's a sucker born every minute. Jay Nothing. Vote none of the above. Great reference. Do you want a mic?
No, you're all talking to this.
What were you saying?
I was saying no matter who you vote for, the president's going to die, you know, because McCain's going to have a heart attack or Obama's going to get shot. So really you're voting for whoever the better vice president is.
Okay, so that means you have either Sarah Palin, who's a boob, mm-hmm. or Joe Biden, who's a racist.
Boober racist. Huh? And what kind of racist?
Oh, you haven't heard by? Oh, we'll do that Sunday.
Okay.
We'll pull Biden clips, even though they've been all over the internet. We'll pull Joe Biden racist clips. They're fantastic.
Yay!
We'll do that Sunday night. Hate Speech Radio and Cringe Humor. We'll do Joe Biden racist clips. But I'll give you my personal opinion as to who, what would be, not who would the better vice president be, but what would ultimately be better for this country if a particular candidate were to be elected and then die, whether it be from natural or unnatural causes. And again, it's McCain Palin. I'll tell you why. John McCain gets elected, sworn in. He croaks. Palin's the new president. She's a dummy. A dummy. Meanwhile, the Democrats still have control of the House. You think anything is going to change for the next 4 years? We will have 4 years of stagnant government, which would be good compared to what either of these guys would do if they had complete control. I would much rather have another 4 years of stagnant government and then we try again in 2012 than to give one of these dopes complete control and then let them completely screw up the country. So do you know what? Let McCain win. He'll croak in office. She won't be able to do a damn thing because no one's going to give her any ounce of respect. You can't. I mean, I like her as a woman, even though she's a dummy who thinks the Earth is 6,000 years old. You know, she's, you know, I like her stance on guns. I like her stance on a lot of economic issues, but she's not capable of running this country. She's just not. So what's going to happen is, if McCain gets in and dies in office, nothing will get done for 4 years, and we'll get to try again in 2012. It'll be the first time a party decides to oust the incumbent and come up with a new candidate, because she will not get anything done. All right, we're going to have more when we come back. Stick around. You're listening to Satanism Today.
Now available from Purging Talon is the debut authored book by Church of Satan Magister Matt G. Paradise, Bearing the Devil's Mark. Bearing the Devil's Mark is a bold and no-nonsense treatise on the subject of Satanism. Not from the perverse pen of bitter and jealous Christians, or even their pagan counterparts, but straight from the satanic perspective itself. Sex, love, politics, technology, the God religions, and more. All brought to you by someone with over 25 years of actively living the satanic philosophy. To order, log on to purgingtalon.com. Bearing the Devil's Mark, new from Purging Talon. Do you bear the mark?
Available now from the House of Netherworld. A stirring and brilliant tribute to the founder of the Church of Satan, Dr. Anton Zandor LaVey. The Anton LaVey bust has been sculpted in the neoclassical style of the late 19th century and reflects a refined and artistic sensibility. This will surely become the centerpiece of many an altar in the finest of lairs. Each bust is hand-cast and hand-finished in a faux bronze designer polyresin and will outlast us all. This profound piece of artwork can be yours for $135 plus shipping and will include a special blend granular incense entitled Maestro, courtesy of femaleaddictions.com. The Anton LaVey bust is also available in a special Iron Age finish, which is available to Church of Satan members only. Production on this product was limited to 200 pieces, so order yours today. www.antonlaveybust.com. www.antonlaveybust.com.
You know, dogs are different than cats, and hey, what if Jack Nicholson were a...
Hey, what if We Are the World was sung by the cast of Friends? I think it might go something like this.
Hi,
everyone, I'm Jay Leno. Anyone remember when I was funny? Eat Doritos.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dane Cook.
Are you fed up with comedy that's made for the masses? Sick of stand-up comedian hacks with the same old routines that you've heard a thousand times before? Equally tired of shock jocks who equate loudness with laughter? Hello, my name is Reverend Bill M., creator and host of The Devil's Mischief, a show where every week I present a new hour of comedy and novelty of devilish proportions. So tune in to The Devil's Mischief. Visit devilsmischief.com or radiofreesatan.com to download the latest podcast. The Devil's Mischief. Carnal comedy clips and netherworld novelty numbers simply not made for the masses.
Damen und Herren, the comedy stylings of Heather Hite. Hate Speech Radio, every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern, and cringehumorradio.com. Achtung!
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Vincent Price.
I love they are so delicate, so light, so close to being nothing, but so emphatically something. They are subtle and tend to be wasted on
beer.
I'm Dave Ingram.
And me, Donovan Spensley.
And you can join us at
DarkSentinel.dk
for a multitude of metal bands.
What fun.
Crap, cream, everything in between.
And more alcohol than you can shake an empty beer crate at.
Nothing makes a more exotic party.
The same diluted metal claptrap as abused by Vincent Price.
Well, almost.
Pork.
You'll be sparkling with larceny at
www.darksentinel.dk.
Sit back and enjoy the compliment.
Piss off!
Elasa di Alpereta Soba Pocari Carissa Nanuba Zodi Saleo Doda Sihi Old Berinoto Faxisa Rubero Casataxa Yolasa Soba I Abona Pay Old Bona Pay Aladona Dasila Old Totale Soda Cario, Soda Barino, Odo, Sica, Ka, Soda Reche, Lape, Soda Rito, No Comada, Hohafe, Saitan.
Along the shore, the cloud waves break, the twin suns sink behind the lake, the shadows lengthen. Rise in strange moon circle through the skies, but stranger is still his lost Carcosa. scene where flap the tatters of the king must die unheard in dim Carcosa. Song of my soul, my voice is dead. Die though unsung as tears unshed shall dry.
Warning, the contents of this show actually make sense.
We've all been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars. But we won't. I'm very, very pissed off.
It's Satanism Today. Here's your host, David Harris.
That's right, this is Satanism Today, where we give milk to stray kitties. The studios of Harris Media have been adopted by a stray cat. And pictures are on Heather's MySpace. Go to myspace.com/Heather Height and see pictures of the stray kitty that has adopted Harris Media. And we give it milk because it's a cute kitty. 631-458-0592 is the phone number. Of course, you can also Skype us if you've got Skype on your computer. The Skype ID is Satanism Today Radio. Join us in the chat room if you're not there already. Go to SatanismToday.net during the live show. And, of course, if you're out there listening in podcast land, you can email the show, Reverend Harris, at SatanismToday.net. So, we move from the spreading of anti-Islam propaganda to the destruction of a different kind of propaganda. This of the X-rated variety. This again comes from NPR.
There was an unusual religious service yesterday in Jacksonville, Florida. It involved burning some objectionable old movies. Members of Christ Church Anglican gathered at the site of their new home, formerly the Playtime Drive-In Movie Theater. The 300-member congregation recently bought the property to develop as their new meeting place, and the drive-in held a bit of a surprise for the staff when they arrived, Senior Pastor Mark Eldridge told me.
We knew that historically the Playtime Theater had shown X-rated movies as in its history, but that was several years ago. It had been a family-friendly place most recently, but we knew that was the past, and we thought that was kind of exciting to take over a piece of property that once was used for that which is immoral, as we want to be a church that's standing on God's definition of right and wrong and all of that. So we thought that was kind of neat history. But when we closed on the property a few weeks ago, we discovered just cases and cases of old pornography.
So then You have this dilemma of, you know, we have all this porn, what do we do with it? How'd you decide?
Well, obviously, we knew the right thing to do would be to destroy it and not let it ever be out in the market, so to speak. And then...
Oh, that's awful. Evil sons of bitches. And these were prints. These weren't, if you see some of the captions from the article that came with this story. These are actual prints that would run in a real machine, not, you know, not VHS tapes or DVDs. Actual porn prints.
Probably from burned a nice hole in the ozone, too. That's all I had to say.
Okay. Right. Just destroying probably some classic pornography. Just awful.
We also wanted to consecrate that land as new holy ground for our church, and so we decided to have a dedication service where we'd pray over the land, and then it seemed right to symbolically burn the pornography as a sign of moving from that past and taking the land from unholy to holy. And that's what we did.
So how did you burn it exactly?
Well, we had a big fire pit, and for symbolic reasons, we unraveled it and had it kind of hanging over the sides of this pit, and then put some lighter fluid on there and lit it up. And the fire that we had.
And before they did that, how many parishioners took a peek at a few of the still photos? They are. They sound very, very proud of themselves. Thank you, Grace, for making that comment. This speaks to the destructive mentality of spiritual religions. Anything that stands as an affront to their beliefs is an abomination that must be destroyed. That's their viewpoint. That's how they viewed this art. You know, I'm not even going to go so far as to call it art. Fuck it. It's porno. Yeah. Porno is not art. Don't delude yourselves, folks. Porno is porno. You watch it, you take care of yourself, and you move on with your day. There's nothing artistic about pornography. But do you know what? It's still a wonderful thing. Yeah. So, anything that stands as an affront to dopey Christians, they feel the need to destroy. And this just completely demonstrates the destructive behavior of Christians.
Fire department out there also, and then also we thought it would be neat to pray over the water in the fire truck, and I asked God to make the water holy water. And then they proceeded to spray down the land, and they had some of the children of the church help spray the land, and we called it, I jokingly called it, the holy water hose down, symbolically cleansing the land.
You know, Reverend Eldridge, if you think about book burning, it obviously has a dark history, and you know, people burn a lot of things that they're opposed to. Did you think at all about whether sort of a public ceremonial burning like this? I don't mean to defend the porn industry in any way, but did you think about, you know, the possible meanings of that and how it might be taken?
It certainly crossed my mind, but again, it never crossed my mind that we might stick it out on eBay or something and try to profit from it. Or, I mean, what are you going to do with pornography? You certainly don't want anyone to ever look at that. So rather than throwing...
Why not? I want people to look at it. I want lots of people to look at pornography. you certainly... And the self-righteous bitch reporter, too. I don't want to defend the porn industry. Ugh. Probably went home after you interviewed this piece of garbage and watched, you know, white chicks and black dicks. Because you work for NPR and you're liberal. So you have to watch that.
You gotta watch jungle porn.
That's right. When you work for NPR.
You gotta watch jungle porn.
You have to watch jungle porn.
Jungle fever porn.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
But. Hell no.
No, it's the reporter is just as bad as this minister, because she's... You know, it's what happens when, you know, self-righteous, guilty left-wing people come together with self-righteous, holier-than-thou, right-wing Christian conservatives.
I can't believe how seriously she's taking him.
Oh, yeah. He's a kook.
We call it the holy water hose down. How did she not go... Like, that's just so ridiculous.
I don't know.
Didn't he said he asked God to turn the hose water into holy water?
Yes. Okay. Yes, he did.
In front of children, he did this.
Yes.
No dumpster, or we thought it would be good to, again, symbolic reasons, burning it.
In public, with a crowd to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
What were children thinking, do you think?
I think everyone just thought it was cool. Just sort of a neat event and just a positive, forward-looking, what is God going to do with this land in the future, and how can we bring people from the community onto that land to see family-friendly movies and possibly connect to our church. And our slogan of our church is a church where lives are changed for good. And I think that's what we're focused on seeing happen here in Jacksonville.
Reverend Eldridge, thanks very much for talking with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Sound familiar, folks?
Use that clip for me again.
That speaks to the complete opposite of what's going on in London with Dawkins and the atheist bus. You have this moron holding a public burning of pornography. To consecrate his church grounds. Yeah, I mean, there's really nothing anybody could have done about this. It was their property, theirs to do with as they pleased. It's just a disgusting display. And the fact that the media, especially, you know, for as liberal as they are, I do give a little bit more credence to NPR than I do to most media outlets. You know, the fact that, you know, NPR pandered to this asshole is just disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. Jay, get that fucking thing out of the chat room, please. It's mind-blowing to me that in this day and age, a news organization would pander and pay lip service to a church, however small, that thinks it's a good idea. And it makes an event out of destroying some form of media. I find it reprehensible. All right, we've got a few minutes left. Let's see. Oh, we can do this one. Because this one will bother me. Video game delayed over possible offense to Muslims. I think I have my next video game purchase lined up. Release of one of the most eagerly anticipated games in the history of the Sony PlayStation has been delayed because of concerns that some of the background music may offend Muslims, game developers said Monday. Little Big Planet, in which gamers can customize the ragdoll protagonist Sackboy and allow it to roam through an interactive world filled with different challenges, had been hailed by video game website IGN as nothing short of astounding and given a rating of 9.5 out of 10. But its release date has been put back after one of its background music tracks, a song by Maliborn artist Tormani Diabate, was found to have included expressions from the Quran, which could be interpreted as an offense to Muslims. Oh, for fuck's sake! Get over it!
When did this happen?
2,000 years ago when this stupid book was written.
I don't know. I mean, I don't remember them having this much influence over things. It's like the Muslims are the new Catholic. Didn't they blow up a couple buildings or something? Should we be offended?
I'm offended. What do I know? I don't count. I'm the white devil. We're sure that most of you heard by now that one of the background tracks was licensed from a record label for use of the game contains two expressions that can be found in the Quran. The statement on the game's website read, "We have taken immediate action to rectify this, and we sincerely apologize for any offense this may have caused." No one's even complained yet.
Nobody should have that much influence.
No. No, they should not. They absolutely should not. Again, this is pandering and paying lip service to spirituality. And it's disgusting. And it's high time it stopped. It needs to go away. All I can say is, pay attention, folks. Keep your eyes and ears open. Look for ways to exploit the mamby-pamby citizens of this world, because despite what we see, it's still kill or be killed. And we as Satanists certainly know how to adapt despite the growing wave of bullshit that we see on a daily basis. Things like this. Things like churches burning prints of pornography. There's ways to take any situation, all of these situations, all of these things going on, and turn them to our advantage. I know I do it on a daily basis. And I know you can too. And that's going to do it for me. I want to thank everybody for listening again this week. Small announcement, sometime in the very near future, could be as soon as next week, I am planning, seriously considered, and think it's probably going to be in the best interest of the show to move the show to Saturdays, probably in the afternoons. Could be as soon as next week. If not, definitely in the weeks to come, be moving the live show to Saturday afternoons. In the meantime, we'll be speaking again. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, you want to learn a little bit more about Satanism, the beliefs, the philosophies, the tenets of Satanism, you can log on to the Church of Satan's website, www.churchofsatan.com. Or you can run on down to your local bookstore, pick up a copy of the Satanic Bible by Anton Zandor LaVey, available in fine Avon paperback. While you're there, pick yourself up a copy of the Satanic Scriptures by our current high priest, Peter H. Gilmore, a fine extension of the Satanic philosophy, if I do say so myself. That's going to do it for this week, folks. See you all next week. And until we speak again, hail Satan. Satanism Today is produced by Harris Media. Copyright 2008. All rights reserved. Any unauthorized rebroadcast of this particular piece of audio is strictly prohibited, ill-advised, and could be hazardous to your health. Good night. Oh,